for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
High-level U.S. and Canadian officials meet behind closed doors to focus on the strong alliance between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State James Mattis following the meeting.
We are united in the North American Air Defense Command, where Canadian and U.S. fighters together guard the skies above North America and our 360 million people.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked to touch on the two Canadians that have been detained in China.
The unlawful detention of two Canadian citizens is unacceptable. They ought to be returned. The United States has stood for that, whether they're our citizens or citizens of other countries. We ask all nations of the world to treat other citizens properly, and the detention of these two Canadian citizens in China ought to end.
China is holding the two on suspicion of activities that it says endangers China's national security. According to Bloomberg News, President Donald Trump named Mick Mulvaney Director of Office of Management and Budget as his acting White House Chief of Staff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Following a meeting between the U.S. Secretaries of Defense and State and their Canadian counterparts, Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Chrystia Freeland pointed out that the arrest of a second Canadian in China may be retaliation for the arrest of a Chinese executive in Canada.
Ambassador McCallum was able now to see and speak with and meet with Mr. Kovrig. I've spoken also to family members of both men, and I just want to say and reassure all Canadians, but especially the family and friends of Mr. Kovrig, Mr. Sapp. This is a huge priority for our government.
The U.S. Border Patrol says a 7-year-old girl who died while in custody appeared to be in good health when she was first detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says it's a dangerous journey.
Does the administration take responsibility for a parent taking a child on a trek through Mexico to get to this country? No.
The Washington Post was the first to report the girl from Guatemala died of dehydration and septic shock. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The president and Democrats continue to spar over the border crossing wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon says if the president shuts down the government over the wall, it'll look different this time around.
It's his right to veto a bill if he wants. It's in his hands, and he bragged about wanting to do. He's been aching to do this for a long time. He sees this as a dramatic gesture. By the way, it's only 25% of the government would shut down, so it is going to look very different from previous shutdowns should the president do this.
According to Politico, two sources familiar with the negotiations say President Trump is mulling the prospect of making a counteroffer to Democratic leaders that would prevent a partial government shutdown next Friday and kick the border wall fight into next year. While the specifics of that offer are unclear, Republicans on Capitol Hill are increasingly considering a 2-week stopgap that would fund the government into January. A new study finds that Christmas time is the most likely time of the year for a heart attack. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The study published this week in the British Medical Journal says a person's risk for a heart attack spikes during the holidays and peaks at about 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve. The researchers at Lund University in Sweden studied over 280,000 heart attacks over 6 years around the world and found that the risk of one did shoot up by 37% on Christmas Eve. Scientists are not sure exactly what causes that increase, but other high-risk periods for heart attacks include New Year's Eve, midsummer holidays, and Mondays.
For USA Radio.